Blog Talk Radio.
You may be sitting there thinking, ooh, Coach Adams, this is a heater. This is a great question. And if I was really honest, maybe I buried my dream. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Have you buried your dream?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I really do. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic for you that I am so excited about. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays, without question, is rich and insightful. That's your reflection, and we so appreciate it. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Inspired Media, the number 4, and the letter U. In our last installment, we took a look at real or fake. If you're intrigued by it, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment when you engage with us, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. That if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your desktop, laptop, iPad, your tablets, your phone with your notes, your smartphones, you want to grab it so you can capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared. And if you have a question, jot that down. If you have a comment, we want to hear from you when we open the lines up for our audience participation. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you do us a favor, or as I like to say, a flavor. If you would do us a favor and take a really brief, quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking for your support, that you would do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We realize that the reality is we can't do this without YOU, and to each and every one of you, we thank you. And so we're here specifically for you. Everything we do is all about you. So we ask that you share in supporting and extending out to those in your network, making them aware of the richness that's available for them. And it's what? Absolutely free. It costs you nothing but an hour of your time to come and be empowered during our Empowerment Hour. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we have a subtopic that I hope is really intriguing for you as it is for me. And this subtopic in our Shape Up series today is Awaken Your Dream. Awaken Your Dream. You know, it's interesting because we're on the heels of Easter and Resurrection Sunday. And there's great significance in this whole process of Christ's resurrection, dying on Friday, coming back alive and resurrecting on Sunday. And so I wanted to cause us to process around this thought of resurrection and awakening your dream. You see, last week in our installment of Motivational Mondays, we looked at real or fake. And what we looked at when we looked at real or fake is that we looked at, is your dream really your dream? No, I mean, is it really, really, really your dream? Are you living your real dream, or are you living the dream of someone else? Meaning then, in essence, it's fake. It's not yours because it's someone else's, and you're putting it on and walking around with the facade of, when in essence, it's not what you're really passionate about. And so today, we're taking a look at awakening your dream. You know, when I think about this process of awakening your dream, I want to share with you, and I'm going to, obviously, as I often am, I'm transparent in blending my own personal story with what we're sharing to bring a greater layer of realness and depth to the topic. You know, I remember growing up when I was looking at what I wanted to be. I didn't quite have a title for it, but one thing that I knew to be true was that I enjoyed and loved speaking. But I didn't know what that all looked like. And so, in essence, I was a bit clueless because I wasn't quite sure, well, what does this look like, right? And at the time, you know, out of high school, I was around the real estate industry. I had several people in the real estate field. And those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a former licensed realtor for the state of California. My focus was real estate finance, which every time I think about that is absolutely hilarious. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, why is it hilarious? Well, it's hilarious because I don't like finance, but yet I was in finance, real estate finance at that, difficult finance. But I didn't get into real estate because of passion, purpose, this love for, it made sense. I was around a bunch of realtors. They were extremely successful and influential, and I thought, okay. And I was working for a mortgage lender at the time out of high school, and I said, oh, okay, well, this seems like a natural transition for me to get my license and, you know, get into this industry. And I did, and I didn't have great success. Minimal success, but no breakthrough success because I wasn't passionate about it. But one thing that stands out, I remember, and we're still in touch currently today, my manager at that time, whenever we had our team meetings, they would ask me to quote-unquote lead the meeting, and I was always complimented for my, actually, wherever I would go, people would compliment me for my speaking. They would compliment the voice, and they would say, oh, it's so natural for you and all of this. Well, what they didn't know is that I didn't have a desire to speak in that I was afraid to stand before people. You know, I used to hear that it would be stated that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and publicly speak before a group. And in my ignorance, I would say, give me death by fire, because of the fear associated with that. And so I would press it down. Although I was being complimented about it, I enjoyed it, I would press it down. One would say, and I want to challenge you to think about this, have you buried your dream? The reality is, before I actually started living out my dream and purpose, in some ways, I feel like I buried my dream. Yes, I walked out to that plot of land. I dug that grave. I put it in there. I covered it back up. Because of whatever the insecurities were associated with living that out. And it makes me think about a very noted quote by Dr. Miles Monroe. Dr. Miles Monroe is noted for stating that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas are buried there. Now, when Dr. Miles Monroe is making that statement, he's making that statement of individuals that have transitioned on. They're no longer here. They've been buried themselves in the graveyard, and they've taken their dream that was on the inside of them with them. I'm challenging us to look at and think about this from a different point of view. You're still here. You still have a vibrancy of life, meaning you still have breath in your body, but yet you're not living out your dream. You, in essence, you've done that very thing. You have gone out to a plot of land. You have dug the grave, and you have buried your dream. How do I know this? Last week. Why do I know this? Because there's a Gallup poll that states that 85% out of 100% of people, 85%. Yes, I'm repeating it with intention. Hear it. 85% of people go to jobs every day. Every single day. Go to jobs every day. Get up in the morning. Get dressed. Get in the car. Spend time in traffic. Go to jobs every day that they absolutely hate. That they absolutely hate, that they don't like, that they're not passionate about. It's a means to an end. They're existing. They're just there. And not only that, but they're going to jobs that they hate. And they're working with people that they can't stand. They don't like them either. And they're there 8, 9, 10 hours out of the day, going to jobs every day, 85% that they don't like, that they hate, that they're not passionate about, and working with people that they cannot stand. Why is that? And I'm pausing with intention. I want you to begin to process right where you are. You may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, this is not me. Okay, great. I love that this is not you. But I would venture to say that although you may not have buried your dream, you have potentially stalled in your dream. You're not moving your dream to the next level because you've hit a wall. Either way, there's been a wall that has been hit that has caused great frustration. You see, I've learned the insight from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program and Vertical Leap. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am their global master trainer. And for those that are listening in for the first time, we so appreciate that you're here. But I reference my mentors because I have learned the great wisdom around understanding frustration. You see, frustration, in essence, when we hit those barriers, those walls in life, and that frustration rises up in us, that frustration, simply stated, is a barrier to our goal. Where you are right now, you're dealing with a level of frustration. There is a barrier to your goal. In some cases, you're listening in and you need to awaken your dream for the first time. You've buried it and you need to allow it to come forth, to rise up, to be resurrected in your life. In other cases, you have started the process, but something caused you to stall and get stuck. And that's what I want us to understand, these reasons why, and we touched on them briefly last week, but it's important to bring them back in this week as we're looking at this process of awakening our dream. And in essence, we're talking about this revitalization, this revival of our dream at whatever level you are at, because that is what resurrection is all about. It's about this revitalization, this revival of something. And right where you are, you either have to dig it up and awaken it, or you need to re-stimulate around it and get back in motion with it. but I want you to think about this. We touched on the four common reasons for not identifying your dream. And I want to remind us of these four common reasons as we're looking at this awakening of your dream and moving your dream to the next level. This season of revitalization and revival, I want you to think about, right where you are on your journey, the four common reasons for not identifying, not living your dream. You see, for me, as I shared, I always loved to speak, but I didn't know exactly what that looked like. So at some level, I buried that passion, that desire, because I was clueless to what did it all mean. And in the circles I was in at the time, people were in real estate and they were doing very well. And I saw it as a means to get the nice house and the cars and the bling and all of the things because of the circles that I was in and the success that people were gaining. When I got into real estate, it wasn't about purpose. It wasn't that I was passionate about it because, remember, I hated finance. Why would a person that hates finance get into real estate finance? So here I was living out this process of hating finance. Okay, so I liked the people I was with and working with and all of that in my circle. That wasn't the issue. But I hated finance. And yet, I was doing it. And so in essence, in that season, I would have fallen into the Gallup poll of 85% of people who go to jobs every day that they absolutely hate and work with people that they don't like. The great thing was I liked the people I worked with, but I hated real estate finance. And I remember my last deal in that industry, and I was 100% commissioned on top of it all. So I would invest all of this time and energy, and if a deal didn't close, guess what? I didn't get paid. Think about that. You're doing something that you don't really enjoy, and then if it doesn't quite come together, you don't get paid. Now that is something to really process around. And so when I step back and look at, again, what I enjoyed the most, it was always speaking and coaching. Even when I was in that industry, it was coaching. At the time, I didn't have a title for it, but yet it was still present. I often share and touch on a very distinct story that I was reminded of as I was on the journey of discovery, seeking out, trying to discover and unearth and unlock the code to the purpose that I was designed for so that I could live out my dream, not someone else's, not because of the people that I was around that were successful in an industry that, okay, maybe I should do this, and yet wasn't passionate about it. But when I was in that industry, there were different touch points that spoke to what I was passionate about, that spoke to those areas that, getting paid or not, I would do it. You asked me to leave the meeting, I would do it because I enjoyed speaking. So you asked me to coach, I would do it. Even if you didn't ask me to coach, I would coach you. And I remember this one particular transaction. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know this story. I took an application for this couple in Dominguez Hills, California, here in California, and it was a refinance. And I'm meeting with them, and this was before I had the title for the coach, right? And so, you know, you give me a presenting issue, I'm going to coach you. I've grown to learn to ask for permission because the coach is in me. She's just going to come out. In that season, I didn't have the title for her, but yet she was constantly coming out. She was constantly being awakened. And that who you were designed and created to be, it's there. And it'll give you these peekaboos of awakening when you tap into that particular area. So I'm taking this real estate loan, and I'm, you know, starting to coach the people on their lives. And I remember the lady saying, Coach Adams, wow, thank you. Yeah, thanks. And I'm dramatizing. But, you know, the energy was like, wow, yeah, thanks. You're coaching us. Uh-huh. We see it. We're just trying to get this loan. We love that you're so interested in our lives. We're just trying to get this loan. Can you help us refinance our home? We're just trying to get the loan. And I was so involved in their lives and where their lives were at that time that was the peekaboo, the awakening of who I was created and designed to be. What have been the peekaboos of awakening that you've experienced? You see, the reasons why we generally will not pursue our dreams is because we've been discouraged, disappointed, we've been settling, and there's been a lack of confidence in that along the way. I can honestly say that I buried my dream for a season of speaking because of the lack of confidence. Like, oh my gosh, to stand before people? Well, I can't do that. But yet, whenever I was asked to speak, it was a natural place. And there's something in you that is a natural place for you. You have a bend in that particular area. I remember one of my clients in coaching her, and she was transitioning out of the industry of hairstyling into a different field. She felt that her season had come to a close, but as we were digging into and talking about how did she get into this industry of hairstyling, she said, you know, I always grew up loving to do hair. She said, I would sit braiding in the grass. I would sit and braid the grass. Now, I don't know about you. I don't sit and braid the grass. I didn't as a child, but yet that spoke to who she was. And so in this season of resurrection of Christ, and I really wanted to give you some thoughts to process. And again, I ask the question, have you buried your dream? Have you buried your dream? Does your dream need to be resurrected? Does your dream need a revitalization? Does it need to be revived? Wherever you are on your journey, wherever you are on your journey, I want to encourage you. And I want to encourage you because it's never too late to live out the very purpose and assignment that you were designed and created to fulfill. You may have to go through a season of awakening or reawakening. It may appear to be buried now, dead now, but just because it appears to be dead, there's nothing happening, doesn't mean it has to stay buried. We can look at, as a model, the life of Christ. You may be thinking, well, I don't believe in the life of Christ. Okay, that's fine. You have every right to your belief system, but that's my belief system. Hence, the celebration of resurrection and Easter, which just occurred yesterday, this resurrecting from the dead. And I want you to know that right where you are that very thing that has been quietly speaking to you on the inside, whispering to you, giving you signs, letting you know that this is the direction that you should go in, but yet you've been afraid. You've allowed one of the four areas to prevent you from pursuing your dream. At some stage, you've been discouraged along the way. So discouragement is preventing you from pursuing what you don't have all of the answers for. I know when I began to speak, I didn't have all the answers for speaking. See, this was the thing. When it came to real estate, for me, it was logical. It was logical because I was working for a real estate finance company at the time. I was doing I was a junior loan processor. I was learning loan processing. So it made sense. It really did. It made great sense. I was around the real estate finance, the loan officers, the professionals, and that industry. I had friends in the industry, family in the industry, so it just seemed like it made sense. But yet, it wasn't the right fit. We can do things, and that's where owning your own dream comes in. We can do things that seem right, but yet it's not what we were created to do. And so often what happens is you're discouraged on your journey. Because if you were to really think about that very thing as we're talking about awaken your dream and this season around resurrection and what needs to be resurrected, so often the discouragement of the past will prevent one from living out their assignment now. Did you capture that? Not the discouragement that you dealt with today, but the discouragement of the past way back there when you started to speak your dream. Someone discouraged you, and so what did you do? You buried it. You went out onto that plot of land, you dug that grave, and you buried your dream. You're still above the ground, but yet that dream, that seed of hope has been buried at your hands. Oh, yes, you buried it. You had the ceremony and laid it down because someone discouraged you. And so I want you to know that today is your day of awakening your dream. Today is your day to revitalize, to revisit that which you, at your own hand, you had the shovel, you dug the grave, and you placed that desire in the ground, figuratively speaking. You put the dirt on it and you covered it up. Well, today is your season to reawaken that which you buried because of discouragement that you received in the past along the way. Someone discouraged you. Maybe discouragement has not been your challenge, but disappointment has. You're dealing with disappointment today. I don't know who you are. I don't know who's logged on, but I know at some stage you're dealing with discouragement. You've dealt with it. You're dealing with it still of the past. You're processing disappointments, and you're justifying why at your own hand you have buried your dream. Maybe you're living it out to some level, but there's greater in you. There is. But that greater seems too big. And someone said, what do you think you are to do that? That's huge. How are you going to accomplish that? And you allowed them to plant those seeds of discouragement. Or you stepped out, you took a risk, and it didn't quite come together. And so now you're disappointed. But you only tried once, and you threw in the towel. And so now what's happening? You're settling. But your dream, the desire of your heart, has been buried by your hands. Today is your day to awaken your dream. Today is your day to walk in the resurrection power, that resurrection power that would revitalize, that would revive, give new life to the dream that you have buried with your own hands. I know it's Motivational Mondays, and we thank you for tuning in today. We so appreciate you tuning in. And this message is for you. The fact that you were here today, you needed to hear this message on awaken your dream and this whole process of resurrection. And I know that you are sitting there thinking, wow, Coach Adams, you're hitting the nail on the head. Yes, I've struggled with discouragement, disappointment. I've been settling. So in your settling, what's happening is this. You're living out the Gallup poll that I reference often. You're a part of that 85% group that's going to a job every day that you hate. At some level, you hate it because it's not your purpose. You're settling. Okay, you're making good money. Woohoo! But you're going there and you're not satisfied. You're not living a life of significance. And the people that you work with, you can't stand them either. But yet, you're going there and you're tolerating an environment that doesn't speak to who you were created to be. Ouch! Oh, I know I stepped on your toes. I know I drove down your street. I'm knocking on your door because today is an opportunity for shaking you to this place of awakening the dream that you have buried. No, you're not living out the Miles Monroe right now, that the graveyard is the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. You're not living it out just yet. But guess what? You're on the pathway to it. And so today is your day of awakening. Awaken your dream. Resurrect what you have buried. Don't keep it there. Too late. Stop settling. You can do it, as my mentors would say. Live it out. So today I encourage you to take that step that you need to take to awaken your dream, to awaken the next level of your dream, whatever that may look like for you. Don't allow discouragement to keep you in this place of being paralyzed, and now you're afraid to move because someone discouraged you. Now let's think about this. Think about that person that discouraged you. Think about that person that discouraged you. Are they living out their dream? No, they're not. So why would you take the wisdom of someone who's not living out their dream? They're afraid to take the risk. So they're speaking negative words into your life. And you now have taken your dream and you buried it at your own hand because of someone who's not living their dream, who discouraged you. What kind of sense does that make? If your dream was not possible to become a reality, the dream that God placed in you, it would not have been given to you. Your dream was not able to become a reality. You would not have been given that witty idea, that concept, that business, whatever it may be, it wouldn't have been given to you as a seed of hope. You are able. You have what you need in you to do it. So today, awaken your dream. I want to come to the line. I want to hear from you. This is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. And I want to encourage you. I would love to hear from you. You have taken out this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear your thoughts around today's topic, awaken your dream in this season of resurrection. I want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-4-9-3-7-4. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Oh, I see we have a caller. Area code 510, last three numbers, 6525. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today? And thank you for chiming in.
Yes, this is my first time. And first of all, I expected something different, but I got so much out of listening, just listening. And it was very refreshing. And then what I would like to put on this, I want to call it an altar, is you are 100% right about the job. I actually loved all my jobs before I retired. And then I wanted to do something for myself. And I started it. And like you said, I'm working it out, but it could be so much bigger. And so I'm going to take that nugget, meditate with it, pray in prayer.
Thank you for tuning in and chiming in. And I want to share with you that many of us get stuck along the way. It's a natural thing that happens because of one of those four areas that we spoke about, be it the discouragement, the disappointment that you're settling, or the lack of confidence. And I want to challenge you today to think about which of the four has prevented you from moving on your dream. And the reason why I say that is because if we can identify what in essence has created this blockage, what has caused us to figuratively be constipated, if we can identify that and have the ability now to release it, we will then have the free flow that we need to move in the vision, the dream that has been given to us. And you're right. It's so easy to help other people oftentimes because we don't have to get in the trenches and do the work. We don't have to deal with the rejection, the disappointment, the discouragement, and all of those various things. So it's easier to help someone else. But I want to challenge you, caller, and I thank you so much for tuning in, that what God has placed in you, as you said, laying it on the altar, what God has placed in you, it would not have been given to you if it was not meant to be birthed. And it's never too late. Even though you're retired in this season, your retirement may be the season for you to do that. I will often reference Colonel Sanders, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, that Colonel Sanders founded KFC at age 65. 65. And by 68, I believe it was 68, by 68 was the founder of a billion-dollar industry. So know that it's never too late. One on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. That way, further in the conversation, if you have another question, your hand can be raised and you can return back. Again, press one on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Wow, I love the richness that our caller brought to today's discussion. And a first-time listener, and I'm so grateful and honored by that. What have we been talking about today on Motivational Mondays? Well, we've been talking about, in this vein of resurrection, we've been talking about awakening your dream. We're kind of moving to the next level from what the topic was that was opened up last week, real or fake. Is your dream really your dream? But now we're looking at this other side of things around, did you bury your dream? And we said, you know, when you have to look at these few areas in which generally individuals will get stalled, they won't pursue, they won't identify because of discouragement, disappointment, settling, and the lack of confidence. I don't want those of you that are listening in, our global listening audience, live or on the archives. I don't want you to be among the 85%. I know I don't. I have to tell you, I cannot even imagine at this stage in my life. My journey has not been a perfect journey, being transparent with you. It really hasn't. But when I tell you with all sincerity, it has not been a perfect journey. I would not have necessarily written the story in the way that it has unfolded. But yet, it has been so fulfilling. Oftentimes, we don't know the impact that we are making in the lives of others. But what I do know is that I'm doing work that's meaningful. I'm serving a higher call of purpose. And I have this vitality every day. I'm so great to live life on purpose. And so when I hear this Gallup poll that 85% of people go to jobs every day that they hate, working with people that they don't like, I can relate in my quote-unquote past life, that meaning my life before the awakening of my purpose. The life before living life on purpose and on the journey, because I was like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And whenever we're not living life on purpose, whenever we are not fulfilling the assignment that we were created for, there's always going to be friction because we're going against the flow of life instead of with the flow. See, when you're going with the flow, meaning when you are surrendering to the design and order of how you were created, what you were designed to do, it may not be a perfect journey, but you are going with the flow. When you're going against the flow, it's so much more laborious. It's like you're trying to go against the current. You're having to work harder. It's more laborious because you are not fulfilling the very assignment that you were created for. And so that square peg will never fit into a round hole. But when you identify the purpose, you awaken the dream in you. You uncold what's in your very DNA, the reason why you were placed on this planet, the reason you were created. Now you are that round peg fitting perfectly in a round hole. So again, I say to our global listening audience, our lines are open, and this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Your coach is in session, and I'm inviting you to share your thoughts in today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I have a gift to those of you that are looking in, and that is listening in, and that is the gift of empowerment. I, through my full circle of empowerment, have so many different empowerment resources that are available for you to take advantage of. Number one, of course, one-on-one coaching. If you desire to get the support that you need in a more intimate setting, one-on-one coaching is exactly what you need. I have benefited from personal coaching, and I want you to know that my clients have as well. You know, any great athlete that wins a championship, that achieves that gold medal, they have a coach. Now, in essence, they have the gift and the talent within them. That coach simply supports them and helps to draw it out at the next level and brings forth strategies that are supportive, that assist them on their journey to achieve greater results. So one-on-one coaching. Group coaching is available through my lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan, a year of coaching. In addition, there's my masterminds on specific topics, my private masterminds. So I want you to know that team building, there's so much richness available under my full circle of empowerment. If you would like to know anything about any of the resources that are available, take this number down. You can call or text 310-921-0131-210-289-2101. If you are texting, simply text your name and the words full circle. Your name and full circle. So know that I would love the opportunity to support you on your journey. I want you to know it's never too late. And right where you are, you don't lose focus on the assignment that you were created for. This is your season of awakening. This is your season to resurrect that which you thought was dead and buried by your own hands. Revitalize your dream. Revive your dream. Don't take it to the graveyard. Don't leave this earth feeling the very purpose and reason why you were created. Did you hear what I said? I said it slowly and processed it because I'm speaking to you. You know who you are. Don't bury your dream. Don't live life just existing. And then your sunset comes and you still have in you the richness that was meant to deposit here on earth. And yet you did, in fact, fulfill what Dr. Miles Monroe stated. You added to the richness of the graveyard. You're to add to the richness here on earth. And the only way that you're going to do that is to fulfill the assignment, the purpose, the reason why you were created. Regardless of what you may be dealing with, where you are today, you still have an assignment. you're still obligated to fulfill it. All of the circumstances, the stuff, it doesn't matter. I'm not minimizing it. I've had my fair share of challenges and issues that I've had to process through. Believe me, it's not all about the money, although we're in a world society where we need it. I'm not that ignorant to say that we don't need it, that you can't focus on the money. You have to keep prioritized. Money can't be the number one focus. Right now, money's the focus, and that's why you're unsatisfied. And so when you're fulfilling your higher call of purpose, you live a life and a journey is more significant, and you're making a difference. How can you make a difference right where you are? That is what you need to tap into. So know that I'm here for you. Don't lose focus on your goals. And ask yourself this question. What are you willing to do differently? You see, we have to make the decision to determine the decision for the vision that I must do something differently. And that doing something differently is an adjustment on your journey that will align you with the very reason why you were created. It's never too late to revitalize and to revive your dream. Today is your day of awakening. Oh, I know I'm saying that consistently because I want it to vibrate and ring in your ears. I want you to be reminded this day that you've tuned in to Motivational Mondays that it's not too late. And today is your day of awakening. And what does that mean? Your day of resurrecting that which has been buried and allowing there to be a revitalization, a revival on your journey. So make a different decision today that would lead you in the direction of your dreams, that would enable you to move your dream to the next level, whatever that may be. One-on-one coaching would be a great support for you. Maybe you weren't able to ask the question today. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it's an open group. All are welcome, and we welcome your interaction. We welcome your comments. We welcome your recommendations for topics or guests that you would like to see covered. Simply ask to be a member, and all are welcome. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com. CoachAdams.com. And again, if you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, I would be honored to support you on your journey. Send a text with your name and full circle and or call 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams. I encourage you to set your timer and schedule calendar to be with us every day on Motivational Mondays. To jumpstart your week empowered and inspired. Signing off for now, I leave you with this thought. I coach and you win.